This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The theme is immunity. That's a good theme for this time of year when lots of people are succumbing to respiratory stuff, flus and colds. And we're talking about the inside-out nature of immune health. Yeah, we want to gird ourselves with protective nutrients to repel the bacteria, like creating a force field around us. But actually, some of the benefits of immune enhancement come from within us, and we can support our immune system by taking in beneficial probiotics and by supporting our microbiome. That's today's theme with Dr. Ross Pelton. He's scientific advisor for Essential Formulas. He's also a PhD and a registered pharmacist. He's also known as the natural pharmacist. And just on a different note, Ross, you're someone who really cultivates your own physical health. I don't want to out you in terms of your age unless you choose to, but you're very physically active, right?
Yes, I am. I did CrossFit for about 5 years, and I just evolved out of that a year ago. I had a torn rotator cuff, and so it took a little while to heal that. But I still lift weights 4 or 5 times a week and ride my bike regularly. Physical fitness is one of the cornerstones of health and longevity, and I advocate it strongly for everyone. And strength training is critically important, and I emphasize to women how important doing some form of strength training is.
For bones, for overall cardiovascular health, for blood sugar control.
There was a really interesting study done in Italy. The gerontologist studied 75 people that were 90 and 100 years old, and they were still pretty healthy. And their concept was, instead of looking at elderly people and trying to figure out why they got sick, let's look at these elderly people who are healthy and figure out what they did to stay healthy. So they took every kind of imaginable test, all the blood tests and home life, work life, environment, relationships and everything. The number one thing for healthy aging, maintain your muscle mass.
Yes.
And
indeed.
To do that, you got to do some strength training a couple of times a week. Otherwise, you're going to lose it.
So you're taking it easy on your shoulder. Maybe you're not bench pressing as aggressively as before, but you're probably doing some squats. What are you lifting these days in squats?
Well, I just figured at age 75, I don't need to be lifting heavier and heavier weights over my head all the time and trying to set personal records.
Right.
So I have a system where on Monday and Thursday I do shoulders and triceps, and Tuesday and Friday we do back and legs, and then Wednesday and Saturday we do biceps and triceps, and so we change the muscle groups. I have a good friend of mine who's a sports medicine doc, and we're about the same age and same level, and so we enjoy working out together and lifting weights 4 or 5 times a week.
So there's still hope for me, because I just turned 65. You mean a decade hence I could be healthy like you?
I see those Facebook posts to you, Dr. Hoffman. You're out there being active. You're doing good.
Okay, well, you're an inspiration. That's really great. Okay, so let's focus on glutathione, because, you know, glutathione, real buzzword these days. Everybody's desirous of upping their glutathione levels. Why is glutathione so important?
Yeah, well, glutathione is made in every cell in your body. It regulates all your detoxification. It's called the master antioxidant. I would say that glutathione probably protects more of your body than all the other antioxidants combined. And it's also critical for the immune system. So for these three basic functions, antioxidants, detoxification, and immune system, glutathione is the number one thing. I mean, it's critical. And for a long time, people weren't so familiar with glutathione because you can't take it orally effectively, so it wasn't
right
on the
shelf. I want to just stop you on that point, because consumers and doctors like myself are bombarded with pitches about new, more bioavailable, liposomal delivery systems, sprays, patches, all manner of ways of getting glutathione into the body. We know that it is actually created within the body. The question is, can we take it as an outside pill or spray or patch and get it into the body? What's your take on it?
Well, I think that the liposomal delivery systems are an improvement, but glutathione still gets oxidized, which means depleted or inactivated pretty quickly. But when you take a dose of the RegActive products, for example, detox and liver health, there are 6 billion viable bacteria in every daily dose. That's kind of like ingesting 6 billion little glutathione manufacturing factories. They are constantly 24 hours a day producing glutathione, and it's not just boosting your glutathione levels. The glutathione that the bacteria make will also recycle and reactivate oxidized vitamin C and vitamin E and CoQ10 and lipoic acid is upping all your antioxidant levels and really providing
it. It recharges all the other antioxidants. It's part. They all work in conjunction with one another, which is maybe why some studies where they give just one at a time don't show such great benefit.
Yeah.
You know, this
exactly.
is the way
it's
of the conventional medicine where they want to study something is like one drug at a time, you know, like vitamin E on its own, okay, vitamin C on its own. All right, the results may be not so spectacular, but what you need to take is the whole constellation of things with glutathione as a real, as a real sort of unifying master antioxidant. Okay, so were you involved in the acquisition of the ME3 as a scientific advisor there? Because that's probably a big deal to license a product that's made by folks in Europe at great expense. The folks at Essential Formulas invested in this new product. They hadn't developed a new product for many, many years. Where's the beef? Where was the evidence that shows that this really does what it's supposed to do? I mean, does it actually raise glutathione levels?
Yeah, it does, and it does it quite dramatically. In human clinical trials, people taking Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 got a huge boost, about a 49% increase in the ratio between reduced to the oxidized form of glutathione. So it's dramatically boosting the active form of glutathione, and there was a 26% increase in whole body antioxidant activity. And that's what shows you that it's not just boosting glutathione levels, it's boosting all your antioxidant activity. And then there are studies showing that it has anti-inflammatory activity, and it's active against several different types of gut pathogens, bad bacteria in the GI tract. It lowers inflammation, things like C-reactive protein and interleukin-6. So there are a lot of positive things that this remarkable strain of bacteria does. And in addition to producing glutathione, there's another really critical antioxidant called manganese superoxide dismutase.
Oh, okay, SOD.
SOD.
Yeah.
Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 also synthesizes manganese superoxide dismutase.
Cool. That's great. Because that's another thing where it's worthless to take SOD by mouth. I've seen some supplements in the past which purport to deliver SOD, but that was kind of like a 90s thing. I think they gave up on the idea that it can be absorbed orally.
Right. You're right. Yeah. And another thing that Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 does, there's a group of enzymes in the body called peroxidases. A lot of people haven't heard of these, but one of the primary functions of these peroxidase enzymes is that they detoxify things like organophosphates and some of the other agricultural pesticides and insecticides. And Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 upregulates the activity of those enzymes, so you improve your detoxification of those really toxic agricultural chemicals.
Well, that's another buzzword, detoxification. So what's actually happening? I mean, on the one hand, we can detox by staying away from the bad stuff, you know, minimizing our exposure to GMOs and foods with preservatives and chemicals, getting air fresheners, moving to cleaner environments, getting water purifiers. Okay, that's one measure of protection. But what about boosting the body's detoxification capabilities? How do we do that?
Well, that's really important. And I mean, you just emphasized how important it is to be proactive in terms of cleaning up your environment and trying to avoid things. But toxins are so ubiquitous in our environment now, we cannot avoid them. Everybody is exposed to them. The couple months ago, they reported that Ben and Jerry's ice cream has Roundup in it. And, well,
yikes.
And although that was a big publicity story, I'm not surprised at that because Roundup is in everything. And the amount of Roundup in Ben and Jerry's was minuscule. There are some organic forms of whole wheat bread that have far higher levels of Roundup than Ben and Jerry's ice cream had. So we all get exposed to it, but glutathione regulates all your internal detoxification. And glutathione levels are highest in the tissues in your liver, which is the organ that regulates detoxification. So by boosting your glutathione levels, you're going to accelerate and improve all your detoxification. And I emphasize to people that prescription drugs require glutathione for detoxification, and especially things like Tylenol or acetaminophen, which is in your Percocet and your Vicodin and everybody, the common pain medications. That's the number one cause of liver failure and liver transplants, and that's because it depletes glutathione.
Well, the irony is that when people
drinking
get
alcohol
sick,
along with their pain medications, it's a double whammy.
Exactly. So, the irony is that when people get sick, sometimes they take a little schnapps, you know, like because they have a cough, or they take an alcohol-laden cough medicine, and they take a lot of Tylenol, and you need glutathione when you're suffering from a viral infection or any kind of challenge to the body. So you're kind of anesthetizing yourself against the discomfort, but you're totally killing your glutathione production. So I keep a little bottle of N-acetylcysteine around for, you know, if I were to need some Tylenol. Actually, luckily for me, I've been doing a lot of yoga. I don't need Tylenol as much as I used to. From time to time, I'd had back pain and I'd take a Tylenol, which doesn't help very much, but, you know, a little bit of relief.
Yeah.
But NAC is actually the hospital antidote to Tylenol poisoning.
Exactly. You're right. And there's now a fair number of studies that show that parents who you give their infants Tylenol for teething and so forth, higher risks to ADD and autism and so forth later on in life.
Wow.
So it's really a terrible thing to be doing acetaminophen on a regular basis without boosting glutathione levels. And it's really got a downside to it for sure.
Indeed. Okay, so, all right, we've got the Ridge Active products, and we'll review in just a moment what some of the options are. But let's say you really want to boost glutathione in a more comprehensive way, you can take the Ridge Active products. But what are some of the companion nutrients? We mentioned N-acetylcysteine, which is actually a building block.
Yeah, N-acetylcysteine and lipoic acid and selenium and the herb milk crystal, all these things will help the body produce glutathione. Those are precursors. And I am in favor of taking some of those things in addition to detox and liver health or one of the other Ridge Active products. And in fact, there are some of those ingredients as the supplemental ingredients in the Ridge Active formulation just to provide a little boost. They're really not therapeutic doses in the Ridge Active formulations, but there is some N-acetylcysteine, a little milk crystal, some of the organic selenium in the detox and liver health, and that will help the body have precursors so that those bacteria can be more effective in producing glutathione.
Okay, so now let's talk about the different variations. We've got detox and liver health. Who would that be for? Where would you?
Well, I recommend that primarily for most people. Let me back up and go the other direction.
Okay.
There are, for elderly people that are in assisted living or nursing homes and so forth, I'll recommend Immune and Vitality. Or if somebody tells me, you know, I get a cold 5 or 6 times every winter during the cold and flu season, then I realize they got an immune system problem, I'll recommend the Immune and Vitality.
Okay.
And for cardio wellness, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer.
Right.
So if anybody has cardiovascular issues or a family history of it, then I'll recommend the cardio wellness product. But my standby go-to product is the detox and liver health.
Right, and I think that's the most popular one.
Yeah, I agree. And another topic that I like to sneak in here.
Sure, please.
A lot of people have heard about telomeres and telomerase, and they know that telomeres are related to the aging process, and your telomeres shorten every time cells divide. Well, now we found out that there's a direct correlation between glutathione levels and the enzyme telomerase and your telomeres. If you have higher levels of glutathione, you will slow down the rate that your telomeres shorten, which is a biomarker of the aging process.
Right.
So this is another, in fact, they're actually calling glutathione a reliable biomarker of aging. And they tested some centenarians, people who were 100 to 105 years old, and compared them with normal people, 60 to 79 years old, I think. The centenarians had higher glutathione levels. And
right.
So the take-home message is, if you want to have a long, healthy aging process, be proactive and boost your glutathione levels. And now we can do it on a daily basis with RegActive products.
And let's clarify, you know, glutathione is not really a vitamin. You know, the definition of a vitamin is something that you need to take from outside because your body doesn't produce it, right? You know, so if you got no if you got no thiamine, you would get beriberi. Okay, that's a vitamin deficiency disease, and that they're, you know, really terrible poor diets of milled rice and little else that will cause beriberi. It was a very common disease in Asia, parts of the world where they ate horrible diets. But glutathione is actually made in the body. So you need, so the strategy of providing it in a probiotic that manufactures it within you is eminently reasonable. It's not something where, you know, you just grab a bottle of glutathione and you're set, you know,
right,
because it
right.
doesn't, that's and, not how it works.
Yep. And one of the things I'd like to emphasize as part of this discussion, Dr. Hoffman, is, you know, we know that in the last 70, 80, 90 years, there's been an astronomical increase in the rate of all these chronic degenerative diseases. My theory is that it's partly due to the fact that the environmental levels of toxins have increased dramatically, and glutathione gets depleted when it is detoxifying neutralizing free radicals. And so I think one of the major things that has happened is the increase in environmental toxin exposure has decreased glutathione levels, which accelerates aging process. And all chronic degenerative diseases have studies that associate low levels of glutathione with greater risks to the disease. So that's a critical factor. And I call glutathione a conditional essential nutrient. We make it, but most people don't have nearly enough, and so you'll do much better if you boost your levels, and we can do that with ME3, the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, and the RegActive products.
Right. So the question now is, you know, with such a great new product as part of the Essential Formulas lineup, does that now supersede the original Dr. O'Hara's formula? Is it like the new improved version of Dr. O'Hara's?
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up, because Dr. O'Hara's is still the best probiotic in the world for gastrointestinal health because it's delivering all of these postbiotic metabolites that will accelerate the healing process in a what we call a dysbiotic gut, or a pathological gut where they've got inflammation and bad bacteria and so forth. But I try to emphasize that the RegActive products with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 producing glutathione, this is a whole new ballgame. Glutathione is so critically important for every cell in your body and some of the major processes that go on. We're trying to not classify the RegActive products as probiotics. They are glutathione producers, and that's a whole new category. So they're totally synergistic with Dr. O'Hara's. I take two Dr. O'Hara's every morning, two RegActive Detox and Liver Health every evening, and I encourage people to consider doing that, because number one, you want to be proactive maintaining your microbiome and a healthy GI health, but boosting glutathione levels and protecting yourself with antioxidant support and increasing your detoxification, that's critical. And so now we can do that.
I believe that at the Natural Products Expo, RegActive won in its category for the second time in a year as an innovative product. What was the category for gastrointestinal health, or for overall, or what?
It was overall new product category.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I just kind of sometimes look stuff up and I randomly scroll, and I see here, reference to RegActive in a Parkinson's website.
So, oh, yeah. I did a podcast with a man named Dr. Robert Rogers, who has Parkinson's disease, and he started a podcast called Parkinson's Recovery.
So he's looking for innovative approaches to, you know, like a look at CoQ10 and with one episode, and then he'll look at, you know, all and sundry different strategies.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that all Parkinson's disease patients are dramatically low in glutathione, and in one study they actually called glutathione a biomarker of Parkinson's disease. And I think all these neurological problems, the patients are extremely low in glutathione, and so there is now some thought that low levels of glutathione are actually one of the primary causes of Parkinson's disease. And so boosting glutathione levels will slow down the progression and help prevent things like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's disease and on, you know. It's a critical factor to boost your immune system and increase your detoxification.
And we know that there's a higher prevalence of Parkinson's disease among agricultural workers exposed to certain pesticides. Farm workers have a, you know, the more chemicals they use in farming, the more likely they are to develop
the risk.
And we know that certain drug users, and, you know, we could, you know, Michael J. Fox, you know, probably went through kind of a wild and crazy phase. That may have accelerated his progression to Parkinson's.
Oh, I'm sure of it. You bet. Absolutely. But when I did, I've been interviewed twice on the Parkinson's Recovery podcast, and they now sell RegActive and Dr. Rahira's both on their website because it got so much attention from my interviews on the podcast, and we emphasized how important, especially glutathione levels, are to Parkinson's disease patients.
Well, let's forget glutathione for just a moment, because I've come across scientific articles which now link neurodegenerative diseases to the microbiome. That's a whole new ballgame. And there's a certain, they actually have characterized in autism, for example, in Parkinson's disease, disturbances in the microbiome as correlating with higher risk. Is that not the case?
Well, I totally agree with you there. In fact, I think that the microbiome has to be a major focus of all healing protocols for every type of illness. And you're probably familiar with the work of Dr. Alessio Fasano, who discovered zonulin.
Yes.
And he's taught us that all these neurological conditions are due to two main things. The two main causes are inflammation, leaky gut, and the causes are gluten and bad bacteria.
Yeah.
Now, there are some other causes, but those are the two main causes, gluten and bad bacteria. So it's critical to be on a gluten-free diet, and of course a non-GMO gluten-free diet, and know how to create and maintain a healthy microbiome, and that will solve a lot of problems. And Dr. Fasano says if you clear up these problems, you can heal leaky gut and stop the progression of these neurological diseases and even start to reverse them.
And in fact, he famously coined the phrase, what happens in the gut doesn't stay in the gut. Paraphrasing the Las Vegas, tourist bureau campaign.
Yeah, but leaky gut means you have leaky brain.
Yeah.
And gut inflammation means you have brain inflammation. And so all these things like autism and ADHD and even depression and bipolar disease and schizophrenia, they are all linked to leaky gut and bad bacteria. So the gut needs to be part of the protocol for all these conditions.
Well, I've long been a proponent of Dr. Rahira's. I think I discovered it in the sort of the mid-1990s. And it was at an expo, I remember, and I said, wow, this stuff is really different, and it really makes a lot of sense. And then I started using it with my patients. I haven't looked back, and I use it personally and still recommend it. And now with the RegActive new innovative products, we've got a real great lineup. So,
there too.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you wanted to include in today's discussion?
It's just exciting for me to be involved with a company that has two products that are both really cutting-edge game changers. The microbiome is such an important topic now. We understand that with the Human Microbiome Project and all the science that has come out of that, that the microbiome is one of the most critical regulators of virtually all things related to your health. Not only do we have 10 times more bacteria than we have human cells in our body, we now understand that over 99% of the DNA in our body is the DNA of our bacteria. They're regulating so much of what goes on, it's critical that you have a healthy microbiome and a good population of these friendly bacteria, and that involves a healthy diet. You've got to eat well, you've got to have multicolored vegetables every single day to get this diversity of fiber, to promote a diversity of bacteria, to have a healthy microbiome.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Of course, Dr. Heer's probiotics are available at Amazon.com. as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, other natural health retailers. And RegActive is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at FullScript, which is the my personal online dispensary. So you can go both products there, or you can get them virtually anywhere. Any other anything to add to that?
No, that's pretty much it. If they want more information, they can go to essentialformulas.com, and on our website, there's extensive information about all the products and the research and so forth.
I'm going to spell it, because I keep screwing up the spelling of Dr. Heer. I just can't get it right. I keep forgetting how many H's and how many R's there are in Dr. Heer.
O-H-H-I-R-A apostrophe S.
Okay. This is a little bit of a weird spelling. And then RegActive is R-E-G apostrophe active without an E on the end, A-C-T-I-V. I guess that's kind of European thing, right? So Google those products and you'll be able to track them down. Hey, thank you very much for, once again, a very illuminating discussion. And, you know, congratulations on your great vitality and your great work you're doing on behalf of getting the word out about health.
Yeah, you bet. It's always nice to talk with you. I enjoy our conversations.
Indeed. That was Dr. Ross Pelton, the natural pharmacist. Thanks, Ross, for joining us.
All right, Dr. Hoffman. Take care.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.